didn't wanna lose my friends, but now it's hard to even find what you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I'd miss you. I thought it hurt me. Thought I'd miss you. I thought I'd miss you. But I miss me more. I miss my own beat to my own snare drum.
I miss me more.
I miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams. I forgot I had wings. Forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you. But I miss me more. Closet, and I turned them up to 10, and then I played them all again. I found my independence, can't believe I ever lost it. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I'd miss you. I thought it hurt me. Thought I'd miss you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you.
But I miss me more.
I miss my own beat to my own snare.
I miss me more.
Miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings. Forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you.
But I miss me more.
I thought I'd miss you. I thought it hurt me. And I'd wanna kiss you. I thought I'd miss you.
But I miss me more.
I miss my own beat to my own snare drum.
I miss me more.
I miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams. I forgot I had wings. Forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. And I thought I'd miss you.
But I miss me more.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News Supreme Court rulings. I'm Michelle Franzen. A decision by the High Court today will impact how some January 6 defendants can be charged.
The ruling may jeopardize the prosecutions of more than 50 people who have been solely charged with obstructing an official proceeding. The law was passed as part of the post-Enron financial reforms, and Chief Justice John Roberts writes, convictions under it must be tied to records, documents, or objects used in a proceeding rather than the mere obstruction of the proceeding itself. Conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote the dissent, saying the 6-3 majority has done textual backflips, adding the application of the law to a Capitol rioter seemed to her open and shut.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. In another case known as Chevron, the conservative majority upended a 1984 decision allowing the federal government more regulatory oversight for the environment, public health, and workplace safety issues. The Chief Justice Roberts writing that the courts must decide if agencies overstepped authority. This is ABC News. Screen more than 3 million people today. Your chances are greater of getting hit by lightning than space junk, but the FAA says that probability gap is shrinking.
Just this year, space debris has been found in Canada, North Carolina, and Florida, where a Naples homeowner has demanded payment from NASA for damage caused to his home. Dr. Samantha Lawler teaches astronomy at the University of Regina in Saskatchewan. She's worried.
Over the course of 10 years, it's pretty much guaranteed that someone's going to die from space junk.
The FAA estimates that if the current pace of launches continues, one person on the planet will be injured or killed every 2 years by falling space junk. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In Iran, voting underway to replace Iran's president, killed in a helicopter crash last month. Analysts call the race a contest between two hardliners hardliners and a moderate. And in France, tests finding unsafe levels of E. coli in the Seine for a third straight week. It's less than a month now before the Paris Olympics, and it could affect events.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures scraping just 70 degrees. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. And storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 65.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A second teenager has been charged in the death of a Lincoln Hills school staff member. 17-year-old Rian Nyblom has been charged in adult court with felony murder and two counts of battery in the attack Monday night against 49-year-old Corey Pruhl. Pruhl was declared brain dead on Tuesday. Nyblom was incarcerated along with 16-year-old Javarius Hurd at the time of the attack. Prosecutors charged Hurd with second-degree reckless homicide in adult court on Wednesday. The Department of Natural Resources has set this year's deer quota for the deer hunt. They yesterday said hunters will be taking nearly 273,000 deer and another 245,000 bonus antlerless deer. And there won't be a new Buc-ee's in DeForest this year. Village leaders say the company wants the village to split the cost of building the new mega gas station. The discussions over that may take into next year. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikens. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And Anibis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. The city of Mondovi will spend $32,000 to replant the reed bed that is part of the new wastewater treatment plant. During this week's council meeting, members discussed the option of just planting seed or actually having a company come in and replant the bed with brand new plants. It was decided to have SGH come in to replant the bed using the starter plants instead of seeding.
Xcel Energy says it's starting work to make sure that the riverbank at its dam in Dunn County doesn't erode like the dam in Minnesota. Crews are focusing on the Menominee Dam's abutment. Xcel's Tony Witowski says the plan is to cover the entire bank of the river upstream of the dam on the left side of the river with new concrete. That project has been in the work for years, but it's taken on more urgency after the Rapidian Dam in Minnesota failed because of abutment erosion on Monday. Witkowski says the dam has been in Menominee for 50 years, and he hopes to keep it in for another 50. Wisconsin's DNR has set deer quotas for this year. The Department of Natural Resources yesterday said hunters will be able to take nearly 273,000 deer and another 245,000 bonus antlerless deer this year. The DNR says Wisconsin's county deer advisory councils helped set the harvest numbers. Deer licenses are on sale through the state's Go Wild app. Deer season begins in Wisconsin in September with the archery season. Gun season in the state is set for November 23rd through December 1st. Minnesota state and local officials are welcoming a new veterans home in Fillmore County. Minnesota Governor Walz was among the dignitaries who traveled to Preston yesterday for the facility's dedication. It's one of three veterans homes that have opened in the state this year. The home passed its federal certification earlier this week, which will allow it to house even more veterans and hire additional staff. Those attending the Northern Wisconsin State Fair this year will see some security changes. Fair CEO Rusty Volk says the changes are for the main stage events.
If you've purchased concert tickets to our main stage acts, you know, Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Charlie Behrens, we will be having bag checks and security. So it'll be like going to the airport, quite frankly. We take security and safety very seriously.
The Northern Wisconsin State Fair is July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Durand residents could see an increase in water and sewer rates and even property taxes because of the Madison Street reconstruction project. During this week's City Council meeting, Administrator Rasmussen presented a possible scenario where homeowners would see an increase of $453 per year in water and sewer rates and also property taxes. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city, though, is working on a few different ways to lower the cost of the project for the city.
We're working a couple of other angles on getting the Madison Street project. One is we're talking about trying to get a community development block grant. We're also looking at the interest rates. If we get better interest rates, how things could help on that end. Also, the idea of possibly using the TIF district, tax incremental finance. Our TIF district is in very good financial shape. The question is, can we use some of funding through that? Because obviously that road is located in the TIF.
The city hopes to have the Madison Street project completed in either 2025 or 2026. The Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down a ban against a Western Wisconsin abortion protester. The liberal majority court yesterday unanimously agreed that a Trempealeau County judge's ban that kept Brian Asaya from abortion clinics in Blair was a violation of his First Amendment rights. The judge had banned him after one of the women who works at the clinic accused him of making a threat. The high court said that Asaya never really threatened the woman. Lawyers for the Thomas More Society said the decision is a victory for free speech in Wisconsin. There's a new lawsuit that is accusing Milwaukee Tool of using Chinese prison labor to make some of its work gloves. The lawsuit comes from a Chinese inmate who said he was forced to make the gloves while working under deplorable conditions. Those conditions included 13-hour days, no heat or air conditioning, and dangerous amounts of dust and other pollutants. The suit accuses Milwaukee Tool of violating U.S. Trafficking Victim Protection Act laws. The company has not responded to the lawsuit. Milwaukee Tool is owned by Tektronic Industries, which is based in Hong Kong, and is also named in the suit. 19 independent Minnesota hospitals will join forces to create their own healthcare network. The formation of the Headwaters High Value Network was announced yesterday. The network would also include more than 50 clinics that will offer care to more than 750,000 Minnesotans. Officials say the partnership will help control rising healthcare costs and promote best practices for all network members. The network will include a location in Winona. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Two rare tiger cubs have been born at the Minnesota Zoo. Officials at the Apple Valley-based zoo say the new additions were born May 23rd. The Amur tiger cubs, a male and a female, spent the last month under the care of the zoo's animal care and health team and are doing well. Amur tigers are considered endangered. The public won't be able to see the cubs until late summer or early fall. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures scraping just 70 degrees. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. And storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 65.
The Bucks wrapped up the NBA draft on Thursday, selecting 6'9 forward Tyler Smith from G League Ignite. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Smith played in 43 games last season, averaged 13.7 points and 5.1 rebounds a game. He projects as a power forward, but can play any of the three front court spots. Bucks assistant GM Milt Newton.
We've been doing the work on him since he played at the Ignite. We've been following him. We know about his game. And he was amongst the group of guys that we really liked. We just saw the incredible upside that he brings. And at 6'10", 6'11", doing the things that he's able to do, it was a situation where we felt like it's a good fit for us.
Marquette's Tyler Kolek and Oso Iguodaro taken 34th and 40th by Portland yesterday. Kolek went then to the Knicks. Iguodaro traded to the Suns.
NHL draft is tonight and tomorrow. San Jose is the top pick, followed by Chicago, Anaheim, Columbus, and Montreal. The Brewers had the day off yesterday and opened a three-game weekend series against the Cubs at AmFam Field tonight. Brewers have won four straight, while the Cubs just ended a four-game slide with a 5-3 victory over the Giants yesterday. Manager Craig Counsell:
"This is the way the game works. You're going to have a result, and you're going to have a game the next day. And you can't let the result of the night before affect the play the next day. And that's what we got to keep doing. And I think we've done a good job of that, but obviously we're not getting the results we want."
One other game in the National League Central yesterday, Cincinnati down the Cardinals 11-4. Midwest League, Wisconsin 3, South Bend 2, Cedar Rapids over Beloit 4-1. American Association, Milwaukee beat Lake Country 4-1. NFL being ordered to pay almost $5 billion in damages after being ruled to have violated antitrust laws. A jury in U.S. District Court found that the league conspired with DirecTV and other network partners to increase the price of the NFL ticket package from 2011 through 2022. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
The Maiden Rock Area Community Association invites you to Party in the Park this Saturday from 2 to 10 at the Maiden Rock Village Park. There'll be 4-H food, games and crafts, a kids train, kids rides, music, face painting, and a magician too, along with fireworks and much more. Admission is free. It's the Maiden Rock Area Community Association's Party in the Park this Saturday from 2 until 10 at the Maiden Rock Village Park.
The Trucks open the weekend tonight in Music City. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, race fans, Court of the Joy here. Join Ryan Flores and myself for Stacking Pennies every week. I'll break down my race and everything that happened on the track right out of my windshield.
Plus, we give out the dogs of the week for the best pit crews and pit crew guys and go in depth for all the money stops, pit road woes, and penalties.
You know what? You never know what guests are going to stop by the Mountain Sense Garage, but you can listen to Stacking Pennies every week on your favorite podcast platform, SiriusXM Channel 90 on Tuesdays, and the full YouTube version drops on NASCAR Channel on Wednesdays.
The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series is set to take on the 1.33-mile Nashville Super Speedway tonight in the Rackley War 200. Just four races remain in the series' regular season, and while Corey Heim has been the dominant force with four wins, other big names have struggled and are in jeopardy of missing the 10-driver playoff field. Three-time champion Matt Crafton is 13th in points and is in search of his first win in 4 years. And Stuart Friesen is just below the cutoff in 11th, but is coming off an 8th-place run the last time the series raced 3 weeks ago. Our live coverage of tonight's race is set for 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time from Music City. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
We've
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Getting water out of the pond is just as important as filling it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Regular maintenance of the spillway is critical for draining excess water and to prevent flooding as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
If the water level in your pond is suddenly rising, take a look at the spillway. Its job is to control the maximum depth of the pond and direct the outflow to an area that won't compromise the integrity of the pond structure. A spillway that's not maintained is headed for trouble. Tim Mattson is a pond consultant and author. He says in a natural spillway where the excess water leaves through a stream-like channel, plants will grow in. But if they become overgrown, it can cause problems with water drainage.
And if it catches debris trying to leave the pond, it can clog up and you may get flooding because the water can't leave the pond properly. I've seen ponds where spillways fill in with plants and debris and the pond level starts to rise and rise and then it starts to actually go over the dam.
Mattson recommends keeping the vegetation in check and dig out the spillway a little more if needed. You may need to add reinforcement with stones or riprap if erosion is a problem. Some ponds rid their excess water through a piping system. This also needs to be inspected periodically to be sure the pipe is holding up.
Most people use plastic these days, but not so long ago it was steel or iron, and those materials could corrode. You have to look at that aspect of the spillway to make sure that you haven't got something that's rusting and is going to fall apart or is already leaking, perhaps. If it's plastic, it's not going to rust, but it can crack, perhaps, with ice damage.
Make sure leaves, branches, algae, and other debris don't clog the discharge pipe or channel. Spillways are very attractive to beavers, and they like nothing better than to plug them up. Learn more about keeping a pond spillway in top shape at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
67 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets mostly lower. July milk down 9 to 1947. August down 6 to 2018. September up 1 to 2036. October down 3 at 2027. Cheese markets were steady. Barrels at 188. 40-pound blocks at 191. No trades on the day. Cash butter up 1 3/4 to 312.5. 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1/4 to 118.25. 1 trade on the day. Dry whey up 0.5 to 49 even, and 1 trade on the day. Live cattle markets mostly mixed as the trade continues to wait for the cash market to develop, even though boxed beef prices were higher today. The feeder cattle complex trading fully higher as the market is hopeful that Fed cash cattle prices will trade higher later on this afternoon, but is also seeing ample support from the other cash markets as well. Plus, a big drop in corn prices after the quarterly grain stocks report that came out is helping to support feeder cattle. Hogs have moved past the Thursday's bearish quarterly hogs and pigs report. The contracts are trading fully higher as well as the traders are moving the contracts, given that pork cutout values are lower again today, and cash prices were also slightly weaker as well. So we do have a little bit of short covering in hogs. June live cattle down 7 cents to 194.10. August feeder cattle down 12 cents to 186.32. October up 5 cents to 185.80. August feeder cattle up 72 cents to 261.37. September up 80 cents to 262.20. October up 65 cents to 262.45. July hogs up 5 cents to 89.50. August up a dollar to 89.10. October up 77 cents to 75.50. Chicago Board of Trade, double-digit losses in many of the corn contracts today after the planted acreage report came in higher than the trade guess at 91.475 million acres. Quarterly stocks also higher than the trade guess, coming in at 4,993 million bushels. Meanwhile, soybeans, they're moving mostly higher as the planted acreage under the trade guess that was set at 86.1 million acres. Meanwhile, quarterly stocks also were, though, above the trade guess, quarterly stocks being reported at 970 million bushels. Meanwhile, wheat markets, they are moving mostly lower after that quarterly grain stocks and planted acreage report. Wheat acreage was at 47.2 million acres, lower than what the trade guess was. Meanwhile, the quarterly stocks, though, much higher at 702 million bushels, well above the average trade guess. July corn down 20.25 to 393.5. September down 19.5 to 403. New crop down 18.25 to 415.5. July beans up 11.25 to 1163.5. August up 7 3/4 to 1144. New crop up 10.5 to 1115.25. July soybean meal up $1.80 to 362.90. July soybean oil up 41 cents to 43.90. Chicago wheat, July down 12 3/4 to 547. September down 12 1/4 to 567 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, July up 2 3/4 to 613.5. September down 7.5 to 610.5. Energy markets today are mostly lower. August crude oil down 34 cents to 81.40. September down 33 cents to 80.50. July gas down 2 cents now to 2.52. August also down 2 cents at 2.50. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with the full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Minnesota farmers have been bogged down by wet weather. We'll talk about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
After a year of lackluster rainfall in 2023, Minnesota farmers were happy to see some needed precipitation this growing season. But at the same time, the rain is causing early season issues and delays. Nick Schimmick, a local field agronomist with Pioneer Seeds in central Minnesota, says the positive news is that the soil profile is not lacking moisture.
I'd say for the most part, I mean, I haven't checked the drought monitor lately, but I think we were starting to come out of that over the winter. You know, even with our minimal snow that we had all winter long, we actually had picked up some rainfalls throughout the winter that actually helped kind of replenish some of that soil profile just a little bit. Obviously, we didn't have maybe a ton, but with the lack of frost or minimal frost and some moisture during the winter, that helped.
Some areas have received up to 10 inches of total rainfall since May 1st, and that's resulted in a yellowing of early corn plants.
You know, there's a little bit of concern. Of course, now we're getting to that stage where some of those plants are starting to demand a lot more nitrogen. And if we did lose any of that based on some of this moisture, those plants are starting to express that with some of that lower leaf yellowing, potentially those whole spots yellowing. Plus, those roots have been potentially sitting in some saturated soils, which, of course, is a little bit oxygen deprived, and they just need to kind of be able to stretch out and keep going too, which limits that as well. So, you know, these plants will be getting there soon where we're going to be needing that nitrogen. If we haven't seen it yet, just got to make sure we're timely with some of our top dress and season nitrogen application.
About growing degree units, that's on par with 2023, despite having limited daytime highs over 80 degrees.
Slightly, maybe 30-ish GDUs ahead of normal for central Minnesota, which really isn't much. That's just a couple of days. In the big scheme of things, we can make or lose that pretty quick. But same, as we get into June, it's kind of right there along with normal is what's tracking. So you look at it back, and I think it just seems off because you look back to the last few years, and as we get through June, we start to be finished the growing season out at 300 to 400 GDUs ahead of time. And June and August and some of that September time frame, we made up for a lot of GDUs. And just not quite the same pattern this year. We're kind of back to, I would say, a normal heat year when you look at the long-term averages.
Another issue of concern for Minnesota farmers, just like in Wisconsin, alfalfa weevil. Farmers saw early signs of the bugs as they tried to work around the weather to harvest first crop alfalfa.
Coming through the winter, knowing that we came off a couple of years of high bug pressure, alfalfa weevil specifically, we kind of were on the lookout again this year going through a mild winter. And depending on where you're at, you know, it seems like those alfalfa weevils came back with a vengeance again. It seems like where we were able to control them well last year, or better at least, with maybe a couple insecticide applications or get after it timely. They didn't quite come back quite as heavy. However, there's been a fair amount throughout the area, and I think the struggle with that too this year is that we were trying to get out there to harvest that crop between the rains, and those alfalfa weevils showing up. We're feeding on it at the same time, so you got to try to harvest to get rid of them, but we can't get out there to harvest, so it kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Pioneer agronomist Nick Schimmick. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. According to the latest informal Wisconsin Farm Bureau Market Basket Survey, the total cost of 12 food items used to host a summer cookout for 10 totaled $66.38, down 0.5% from last year's average. Broken down by plate, the cost of a summer cookout in Wisconsin remains less than $7 a person. The same survey conducted on the national level by American Farm Bureau totaled $71.22, which is 5% higher than last year's national average. That's the highest national average since the survey was initiated in 2013. While we witnessed several price fluctuations across the items included in the summer market basket survey, the overall price in Wisconsin remained relatively stable from 2023, said Wisconsin Farm Bureau Senior Director of Public Relations Cassie Sonnentag. Wisconsin's diverse agriculture industry lends itself to affordable food prices due to the availability and proximity to many of the survey's items. As Class 3 milk prices continue to build some strength, the dairy cattle market is following suit. Brad Thielen, owner of Long Prairie Livestock in Long Prairie, Minnesota, shares some of the sale prices from his recent dairy sale on June 21st.
Them cows bring 2,000 to 3,000. You had 60 cows. Only two cows went to kill. So you guys, if you're thinking of selling your dairy herds, don't let them miss you and tell you they're all kill cows, because they sure in the heck ain't. We got lots of guys looking for dairy cows, that's for sure.
Replacements are becoming more difficult to find with an increase in beef on dairy breeding. Thielen says the Springer and shortbread markets are also getting stronger, too.
Springer heifers last week, 2,400 to 3,200. Open and breedable heifers, all weights from $1.80 to $2.50 by the pound. Nice run of shortbreads from 2,000 to 2,700.
The baby calf market has also been at historic highs since the fall of 2023. Calves from 1 to 3 weeks old are bringing a premium price.
Them baby calves, Holstein baby calves, 500 to 700, small and commons, 450 to 550, Holstein beef crossers from 750 to 900, straight beef baby calves yesterday, 850 to 1100.
USDA will begin accepting applications on Monday for its updated emergency assistance for livestock, honeybees, and farm-raised fish program. The goal is to provide financial assistance to eligible dairy producers who incur milk losses due to the H5N1 virus infection in their dairy herds. The Farm Service Agency expanded ELAP through the rulemaking process to assist with a portion of financial losses resulting from reduced milk production when cattle are removed from commercial milking in dairy herds having a confirmed positive H5N1 test. Positive test results must be confirmed through the National Veterinary Services Laboratories. USDA remains committed to working with producers, state veterinarians, animal health professionals, and federal partners as we continue to detect the presence of H5N1 in dairy herds and take additional measures to contain the disease spread, said Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. We're committed to providing the support needed to help producers recover. CropLife America sent a letter to the EPA addressing the Office of Pesticide Programs April update on the agency's draft herbicide strategy. It's part of the EPA's framework to meet its obligations under the Endangered Species Act. CLA's letter lauds the agency's issuance of the draft herbicide strategy and the extent to which it reflects significant input from interested stakeholders. The letter also offers recommendations on how the draft herbicide strategy can be successfully finalized and implemented. CLA emphasizes the necessity of pesticide use with the importance of protecting endangered species and their habitats, urging EPA to take realistic farming practices into consideration. Understanding the needs of our nation's growers is imperative to the success of the EPA, and any mitigation put in place will only work if real-world implications of how we farm are considered, said Alexandra Dunn, CLA President and CEO. We want a practical and scientifically sound plan. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
A storm system will bring showers and thunderstorms throughout the region today in our ag weather forecast, but then dry conditions are expected this weekend as well. Now another rain is expected by Monday. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, showers and thunderstorms. Highs 68 to 73, relative humidities at 80 to 85%, south winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30, anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms, lows 58 to 63, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, southwest winds at 5 to 8, shifting to the west, anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. Tomorrow, partly sunny, some fog early and a slight chance of a shower. Highs 69 to 74. Relative humidities at 48 to 53%. Northwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, mostly sunny, high 70 to 75. Monday, cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, high 70 to 75. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here.
swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab and a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I'm drinking cab and a solo, solo in the cab of my truck.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDM.
All around I hear the sound of money, but I ain't got a nickel to my name. Everywhere I look, I see temptation. She stands on every corner and calls my name. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing while the poor man plays the band? On the working man. Uncle Sam's got his hands in my pockets, and he helps himself each time he needs a dime. Them politicians treat me like a mushroom, 'cause they feed me
mercy
on the working
man. I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. I think about the years I spent just passing through. Trying to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDM.
Shimmy shaking right into them cutoffs, baby, oh yeah. You're getting off work, cashing out that paycheck. Gotta change that shirt and pick that girl up on her front step. Here she comes now, looking so fine. You've been waiting on this night for such a long, long time. She slides in and you roll down Main Street. You turn right when that red light turns green. Sun sets, now you're halfway to heaven. It's a song you
everybody's laughing. Kind of party next week, you'll say I was there when it happened. Coming up on midnight, about time to get gone. And then the DJ starts to play her favorite song. You slow dance for 3 minutes.